Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Get the scuttlebutt on your favorite team, The Fan, on the Odyssey iHeart and TuneIn apps.
Allison Tron.
Sports Radio 101.9 FM, The Fan, WFAN.
Wake your asses up. It's your favorite deal, Al Cintron, Absolute Cintron, on a Saturday night. Number to join the show, 888-808-1019. Got my man Paulie Rosenberg behind the glass. What to do? The Reds are up 6-2. Top of the sixth versus the Milwaukee Brewers. And Mets fans, it's not looking good. Not at all. And to be honest with you, we do not deserve to be in the playoffs. Not even close. It's disgusting that it's come to this. Since June 13th, 38 and 54. You know what the Reds are? 47 and 44. 10 loss difference. Adios, New York Mets. Now, I know mathematically, if you want to hang on to that, the Mets still have a chance. Reds need to lose, Mets need to win, and they're in. And they would take on the Los Angeles Dodgers. Last show, I said I had more confidence that the Mets would beat the Dodgers in the first round over getting in the playoffs. That my confidence was higher to beat the Dodgers than the Mets playing consistent baseball to get into the playoffs. You know, to start the season, it was all about the pitching. The pitching was doing its thing. The pitching was carrying his team. The hitting stunk. Hitting did nothing. And there goes a home run for the Cincinnati Reds. 7-2 Reds. So back to the Mets. It was all about the pitching. You know, we brought in Griffin Canning. We brought in Frankie Montas. We re-signed Sean Manaea. Brought in Clay Holmes to be a starter. Kodai Senga was coming back. David Peterson coming off the best year of his career. You know, it worked last year. Why not this year? The writing was on the wall when he signed Frankie Montas. Because as we say in the Spanish community, he is straight up basura. Everywhere he's gone, he's been basura. Across town, garbage. Every other team, garbage. Comes to the Mets, garbage. Griffin Canning goes down. And then Kodai Senga goes down. And that was that. That was that. Since June 13th, 38 and 54. Now, I've said this before. I love my birthday, which is on June 13th. I am tired of hearing about it this year. I'm tired of hearing that date. Because from now on, the rest of my life, if the Mets don't get in the playoffs, which I don't think they are now, every time my birthday comes up, I'm going to think about how the Mets collapsed from that point on. How the Mets choked it away. Choked it away. Remember, they got off to a 45-24 start. 21 games above 500. Myself and every obnoxious Met fan around here was going crazy. Every Met fan was going crazy around here. My Met friends in Florida, my Met friends in Cali, my Met friends in Chicago, my Met friends in Texas. Every Met fan across the country was going crazy. 45-24. Look at us now. And Juan Soto's not even hot yet. Look at us now. And we're not even clicking offensively. Look at us now. The pitching lab is fantastic. That pitching lab, once Kodai Senga got hurt, went up in flames. Excuse me, when Griffin Canning went down, the flames were there. Because he was pitching well for the Mets. And then when Kodai Senga went down, the demolition crew came and knocked that son of a bitch down. The pitching lab now is just a P.O. box. I don't want to hear about the pitching lab anymore. And I talked about it a lot. I don't want to hear it anymore. Now you're going to have some Met fans out there that said, hey, I wanted Corbin Burns. He went down. The most recent one I keep hearing about, well, if we had Quintana, blah, 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 he's done. Go through the Mets rotation now, Kodai Senga. He's too sensitive to pitch in the major leagues now. He quit on his team. Quit. Capital Q, capital U, capital I, capital T. Quit on his teammates. Frankie Montas, big booty ass, stinks. He's going to sit back and get a nice fat check to do absolutely nothing next season. Courtesy of Steve Cohen, David Stearns, and New York Mets. Sean Manaea, who I wanted back and a lot of Met fans wanted back. Not everyone, Mike in Brooklyn. Not everyone. But that news broke when I was doing an overnight show. And I was happy Sean Manaea's back. Happy he's back. He's been ass. David Peterson. Fantastic year last season. He's gone back to the pitcher he was before last season. You know what that was? Ass. Stunk. Inconsistent. 3-2 counts. No heart, no guts. Now look at the rest of this pitching staff. Ryan Stanek. Ryan Stinks. Is more like it. Reed Garrett. Great first half of the season. Clock struck midnight. He went back to his old self. He's done for the season. Tyler McGill. I don't want to see him ever again in a Met uniform. He's done. Brooks Raley came back. Hell of a job. He's been awesome out the pen. Edwin Diaz. I would love to have him back. Is he going to opt out because he wants more money? We'll see. But the Mets better bring him back. The best closer in baseball. They better bring him back. If you gave Frankie Montas the money you did, you better go above and beyond to bring Edwin Diaz back if he opts out. The everyday players that are here. Francisco Lindor, Juan Soto, Brett Beatty. I was on the fence about Francisco Alvarez. I'm 50-50. I want Luis Torrens back. Brandon Nimmo's contract's unmovable. As far as the pitchers go, Diaz, McClain, Sproat, Tong, you can, you know, put him back in AAA. And what were the Mets thinking when it came to Jonah Tong? When Torrens caught him, he did well. When Alvarez caught him, he looked like the rest of his pitching staff. Straight up basura. Trash. Pete Alonso, free agent. He's most likely going to opt out. Now, if you ask me, do I think Pete's going to be back? We went through this last season. You keep seeing the videos of Juan Soto playing first base and warm-ups and practice during BP, whatever the case may be. I think that's the way the Mets are going to go. Juan Soto to first base and get a right fielder who can play defense on a consistent basis. I know Juan Soto has one or two errors this year. Let's not kid ourselves. He's not Willie Mays out there or Roberto Clemente. Stop it. And I'm happy Juan Soto's a Met. And I'm on record as saying if Juan Soto brings one championship to the New York Mets, mission accomplished. Some of you who have never seen a championship will still bitch and moan about it. It's now 7-3. Brewers just hit a home run. 7-3, bottom of the sixth, no outs. Now, again, if Juan Soto brings a championship here, mission accomplished. The rest of the guys on this team, the rest of them can go. Fielding errors, throwing errors, Jeff McNeil. Forgot to throw the ball straight. They all can go. Not covering home plate. Not covering third base when a guy's stealing the base.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar-Free. First-round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
No energy from this team. It's the complete opposite of last year. Last year was beautiful. Not the first 2 months of the season, but last year was beautiful as a Met fan. The run we went on. Knocking out the Brewers down to the last strike versus Devin Williams. Pete Alonso goes oppo. The Mets eliminate the Brewers. Being at Citi Field for the Philly series. The Francisco Lindor Grand Slam when Citi Field literally rocked. It was shaking. I screamed like I was at a Backstreet Boy concert back in the day. It was amazing being there for that. And yes, we lost to the Dodgers in six games, but to get to the NLCS and losing six to the eventual World Series champions, I was not disappointed. And I think most Met fans were in agreement. What a season. You couldn't say anything negative about last season. This season, have at it. This season, Carlos Mendoza. Last year, you pushed every right button after May. This season, every button you pushed for the most part after the 45-24 start was terrible. How many times with runners on base are you going to bring a reliever in a game who clearly shows you he can't get it done with runners on base? How many times are you going to pull a starter way too early to go to a trash can out the bullpen? Because he gives up a hit or two. Yesterday, Brandon Sproat, I know, wasn't looking fantastic, but a little tough luck, bad luck. What do? You take him out, 4 2/3. Who do you bring in? Gregory Soto. In a high-leverage situation, runners on base. Gregory Soto is good when no one's on base in the fifth inning or sixth inning. When his runner's on base, all hell's going to break loose. I remember a caller telling me, hey, why isn't Gregory Soto in higher leverage situations? Because of last night and other nights. That's what he does. He's not a mainstay in a bullpen. He's a trash can in the bullpen. David Stearns, who I was happy was brought in to run the Mets, to get this right on a consistent basis. Last year, he got the job done. During the offseason, he was feeling himself, and rightfully so. Rightfully so. When he brought in the plays he brought in last year, when they stunk, see you later. And again, like Mendoza, every button he pushed, every move he made after the terrible start, worked out for the better. It worked out in the Mets' favor. So you figure, hey, why not go to the well again? And to be honest with you, I didn't have a problem with it. I didn't think Corbin Burns was worth 8 years. As you can see, again, he's out. I didn't think going out there and paying for a pitcher 7-8 years. No. No. I saw what the Mets had in the minor league system, so I understand why they did it. But you brought in trash. Griffin Canning was good. Went down, unfortunately. Frankie Montas had no business being brought in to be in this rotation with the Mets. What track record did he have to show you? You know what? That's the guy to bring into this rotation over a guy like Luis Severino, who proved that he can pitch here, who was a key part in his clubhouse, holding an OMG sign, laughing, smiling, praised the Mets when he was a Met. Praised them in the offseason that do things right. You brought in Frankie Montas. Again, another trash can. And good for him, he's going to steal money next year. Steal money next year to do nothing. I'd be shocked if he even rehabs and gets in shape for the following season. I'd be shocked. But everybody else on his team, not named Lindor, not Soto, not Beatty. And by the way, Brett Beatty, I'm sorry. You earned my respect. And a lot of the Met fans who wanted to kick you to the curb. You play with passion and fight and heart. I respect that. I respect that. And you played well. And you fielded well. And unfortunately went down with an oblique injury. Alvarez, again, I'm 50-50. If you can get something better to help this team and upgrade, see you later. I'm all for a defensive catcher, Luis Torrens, and then bring a backup with him, and let's go. Nimmo, again, unmovable contract. Diaz, I want back. McClain and Sproat, I want in this rotation next season. Jonah Tung, I understand. Let him go back to AAA. Work on his confidence, work on his craft. He'll be fine. I'm not worried about him in the long term. He was thrust into a spot like a deer in headlights when Alvarez was catching him, which, again, I don't understand why Torrens was not his catcher. I don't understand it. He pitched well. He had Alvarez against Texas, stunk. Then against San Diego, Torrens catches him. Excellent job. So what do? Ah, let's have Alvarez catch him again. Made me sick. And I'm not there with the analytical team, which I'm sick of as well. If I can see it, and a lot of the Mets fans can see it, why can't they see it? Why can't they see it? Everybody else in this team, again, if Pete opts out and he's going to get 7 years someplace else, I know Mets fans love him. I equate that to Michael Parsons in Dallas. You didn't win anything with him. I'm okay. As long as you do the right thing. And go get me a right fielder if your plan is to put Juan Soto at first base. Because I have a feeling that's the plan. That's the plan. I know Stearns went to Japan to look at Murakami. We'll see how that goes. But next year, and I can't believe I'm talking about next year, and I'm hoping to the baseball gods. I'm hoping to the baseball gods that the Mets make the playoffs. Because if you look around here, the Jets and the Giants suck.
Help us, God!
Yes, the Jets and the Giants suck. They're 0-3, both teams. Newsflash, they'll be 0-4 after this weekend as well. And Monday night, they just play Monday night. The Yankees, we'll see what happens with the Yankees, who have been the best team in baseball since August 1st. And yes, Aaron Judge is the MVP. If you don't believe that, you are stupid. If they give the MVP to Kyle Riley, then in the National League, they better give the MVP to Kyle Schwarber as well. It's the same thing. But everybody else that I didn't mention, that I didn't name, that I want here, can go kick rocks. See you later.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
With Ring cameras, you can protect your home from anywhere. You're at baggage claim, and you get a motion alert. Check live view and see a guy looking in your car window. Luckily, you've got floodlight cam. So you press the siren button and let 105 decibels do the rest. Problem solved. Home protected. Bag on its way. With Ring, you can protect your home from anywhere. Learn more at ring.com.
Quality sleep isn't just about how long, but how well you sleep. And science proves temperature plays a massive role. ChiliPad by SleepMe is a precision temperature-controlled sleep system that cools or warms your bed so you can sleep hard and recover harder. And it's not just for pro athletes. Just set your temp from 55 to 115 degrees, and ChiliPad does the rest. Visit sleep.me and use code SLEEPCOOL20 for 20% off your first ChiliPad. That's SLEEP.ME for 20% off your ChiliPad. This special offer expires September 30th and cannot be combined with other offers.